بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إني مجهود، فأرسل إلى بعض نسائه فقالت: والذي بعثك بالحق ما عندي إلا ما، ثم أرسل إلى أخرى فقالت مثل ذلك، حتى قلن كلهن مثل ذلك: لا، والذي بعثك بالحق ما عندي إلا ما. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يضيف هذه الليل هذا الليلة؟ فقال رجل من الأنصار: أنا يا رسول الله. فانطلق به إلى رحله، فقال لامرأته: أكرمي ضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي رواية قال لامرأته: هل عندك شيء؟ فقالت: لا، إلا قوت الصبيان. قال: علليهم بشيء، وإذا أرادوا العشاء فنوميهم، وإذا دخل ضيفا وإذا دخل ضيفنا فأطفي السراج وأريه أنا نأكل. فقعدوا وأكل الضيف وبات طاويين. فلما أصبح غدا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: لقد عجب الله من صنيعكما بضيفكم الليلة. متفق عليه. Continuing with the riwayat we began yesterday, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained of his suffering. He said, Inni majhudun. Ya Rasulullah, I'm undergoing great suffering as a result of hunger. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to one of his wives and to find out if there was any food, because his intention was to host this person in order to alleviate his difficulty or hardship. The response was given: by the oath of that being who has sent you with the truth, there is nothing in the home besides water. Then a message was sent to the next house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there also the response was the same, until every one of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the blessed mothers of the Ummah, all responded in a similar manner and said, by the oath of that being who has sent you with the truth, ma indi illa ma, there is nothing besides water in the house. This was the type of difficulty and hardship and sacrifice of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we mentioned, those who were closest to him, that is the family members of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a general announcement, may yudhifu hadha layla, who will undertake to host this person tonight. From this we learn one etiquette, that if you are not in a position to host someone, then it is not contrary to Shariat to offer this to others. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not instruct any of the Sahaba that you host this person. No. He left it general, he left it open. In other words, who finds himself in a position. So this will not Islamically be regarded as an imposition. If you are not in a position, then to offer it generally to others, this will not be regarded as an imposition. In fact, this will be allowed in Shariat. So when this announcement was made, it's mentioned in the riwayat, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ. One Ansari sahabi stood up and said, أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. That, O Nabi of Allah, I am prepared to host this person. Who the Sahabi was with regards to that, the preferred or the more general opinion is that it was Abu Talha. The other opinions that are found in the books of Ahadith is that it was Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, who is known as Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there is still one more opinion that it is Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But as I mentioned, the more popular Sahabi who this virtue of this incident is ascribed to is Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he put himself forward and he said, Ana ya Rasulullah, I am prepared to host this person. So he went with him to his home and he addressed his wife. If it was Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then obviously the wife in this instance would be Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. He said to her, أكرمي ضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. From this we learn one beautiful etiquette. In reality, now that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had transferred this guest over to Abu Talha, he was no longer the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was in fact Abu Talha's guest. Yet, when he goes to his house, what does he say to his wife? Akrimi dhaifa Rasulillah. He says, honor the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was what we call husne adab, the beautiful etiquette of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that out of their dealings with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had now transferred this, he still considered him to be the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another narration it is mentioned that as he entered the house, he whispered to his wife, "Hal indaki shay? Do you have anything? Is there any food?" In other words, "I have brought a guest. Is there anything?" She responded and she said, "La illa quta sibyani." She said that we only have enough food for the children. In other words, this was the dire straits and circumstances of the general condition of Sahaba. In his home also, there was no food. There was a little bit more than the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had a little bit food for the children. That was it. Illa quta sibyani. So he suggested to her, and he said to her that keep them occupied with something. And when they decide that they, when they reach a point that they start asking for food, al-asha, the evening food, when they start asking for supper, then put them to sleep. And when our guest enters, put out the lantern and give him the impression that we are eating. So she did as was suggested by Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And all of them sat, the guest ate, and husband and wife, they spent the night hungry. Now this, if we try to contextualize and look at this incident, what would our reaction have been in those circumstances, and what is the sublime and supreme reaction of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This entire family goes hungry. They put their children also to sleep. And over and above that, they do not reveal their situation to the guest. Sometimes we find that situation arises that a guest forms some form of imposition upon us. From this we learn an etiquette that when it comes to dealing with the guest, even if the person is imposing upon you, leading to some sort of difficulty for you, Sharia teaches us that conceal the difficulty. Don't reveal it to the guest that you are inconveniencing me. Guest is barakah, it's blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially if the person is a pious person, if you are given an opportunity to host a pious person, this is something that is a blessing. It's a means of barakah coming in our homes. And we should view it in that manner. We should not view a mehman or a guest as an imposition. Unfortunately, because of the amount of takalluf we have in our lives, many of our masturat, when it comes to hosting a guest, instead of giving whatever food is there, they incur unnecessary expenses, they incur unnecessary difficulty for themselves by making the meal that is prepared very, very complex, making it difficulty for themselves, for the servants in the house, etc. This is why we view mehmani as being something difficult. Whereas in Shariat, it's simple. Whatever is there, that should also be presented to the guest. And also we learn from the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Quran, when the guest came into the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We find this expression in Quran, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. Now this word, رَاغَ يَرُوغُ in Arabic, refers to when something is done stealthily, when something is done secretly, when something is done deceptively. Ibrahim alayhi salam quietly, secretly went to his family, فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ, and he brought what was the most superior food that was present at that time. So from this, we learn an important etiquette that don't impose on the guest, don't reveal the difficulty that he is causing you. Abu Talha, his wife Umm Sulaym, none of them, the guests, went through this entire thing. They put on such a scenario, put out the lantern, pretended to be eating. Themselves, they went hungry. They kept the children hungry. They sent the children to bed also without food. But they ensured that in every circumstance, the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was honored and he ate stomach full. This is, like we said, a classical example. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this incident under the chapter Babul Ithar, to give preference to others, to give comfort, to be a source of sympathy to others. One question does arise, that in these circumstances, when your own children are hungry, when you're without food, who are you actually supposed to be giving preference to? Ulama Ikram say, the overall principle, as we've seen in the hadith previously, Rasulullah ﷺ said, when it comes to, when you have limited means, ibda binafsik, see to your own needs, and fa'in fadula shay, fabi ahlik, if there's anything left over, then it should go to your family, and if there's anything over and above that, then you will spend it outside. That is the general rule. But in circumstances where all of a sudden this type of incident occurs and it is unplanned, then in Shariat it is allowed to behave in the manner that these Sahaba behaved. Ghada ala falamma asbaha, to complete the incident, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, the next morning we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the normal practice, Sahaba would go perhaps for Fajr Salah in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed this Ansari Sahabi and he said, لَقَدْ عَجِبَ اللَّهُ مِنْ صَنِيعِكُمَا بِضَيْفُكُمَ اللَّيْلِ.